This episode of WDW Today is brought to you by our friends at Off to Neverland Travel. They have some news for you. You may have heard, you guys in the Disney community, you guys are aware when things break. Well, Walt Disney World just announced their 2016 summer meal offer. You get a free quick service meal per person per night with the purchase of a Magic Your Way vacation. So you can do that. Find out more about that at gotoneverland.com. And make sure you use that domain. Again, gotoneverland.com. That tells them you heard about it right here on WDW Today. And like I said before, you've heard over the last few weeks, they're a great travel agency. They're almost the concierge for your trip. They do everything for you. All you have to do is pack. That's sort of the slogan we've kind of wrapped around this whole thing. They are excellent. They'll get you connected with the magic maker who will plan every detail out for you, and you'll have a great vacation.
That sounds fantastic. So not only are you telling me that I can have my trip planned, but now I'm going to be able to go and have free fish and chips.
Yeah.
At Disney Springs, or be able to go to Morocco and have a pita and free baklava. I mean,
sure.
Yeah, yeah. That's fantastic.
Terry knows all about the quick service dining.
Well, I, you know.
You tend to sample.
No. Sampling.
Well, I mean, again, it's an easy sell for all of you who are planning trips to Walt Disney World, because this is free food, and who doesn't like anything free that you can get at Walt Disney World? Again, you can find out all about this and all the details, again, on the 2016 summer meal offer at gotoneverland.com. It's now through November 29th. If you purchase a non-discounted Magic Your Way package, including a three-night stay at a participating Disney value resort, you get one free quick service meal per person per night. You can also upgrade to different plans where it's, you know, more food, more options. So take a look. Just go contact a magic maker. It's easy. gotoneverland.com. And again, if you're not planning your trip, what I encourage you to do, because you may be saying, hey, I'm set my ways, I booked my own trip, or hey, I have a travel agent I've worked with in the past, go check out their story. See if you connect with it like we all do here. It's an amazing story. Again, these guys just aren't just Disney fans. These are people that are Disney experts, and they plan everything for you, and they save you money so you can have a great vacation. Again, it's gotoneverland.com.
Give me a little intro there, Gomer.
Bringing the world to your world. This is WDW Today, coming to you from somewhere off property at the Laugh-O-Gram Studios, featuring Len Testa and the greatest band in podcasting, Off Kilter. Now here they are, Terry Weaver, the nature boy Will Haynes, and your host, Logan Seculo.
It's Wednesday, January 20th, 2016, and this is episode number 1495 of WDW Today. And as you can tell, things are a little different around here. Just 2 weeks on the job, 3 weeks on the job, Will, and we got 40 or so people. It sounds like more, so we'll say there's 4,000 people packed into an arena to watch us do our third attempt at doing a decent Disney podcast.
I like that you guesstimated it's 4,000.
I'm going to go with 4,000.
4,000 looks appropriate.
Yeah, I think so. I'm looking at these people. You can't even see them because the lights are in our face.
Because we're on stage somewhere.
Absolutely.
Off property.
I only can see the first few rows, some of the signs.
I like that one sign that says, "We're glad Terry's not here."
They're saying the nature boy. Woo! You know, we got a great show lined up for you guys coming up today. For those listening at home, don't worry. This is just a mild distraction.
And last week, we actually talked about the state of the studios, but quite a bit has changed since then.
Yeah, a lot has changed the last 24 hours. If you haven't noticed, you've been following yesterday on Friday, which I know, again, we're releasing this on a Wednesday, so this is only for the people here. But just a short time ago, there seemed like there was like 20 announcements that came out yesterday. I don't know if it was damage control or what it was, but over and over, there was a positive announcement, a negative announcement, a positive
announcement,
a negative announcement.
That's what it looked like to me. It looked like Disney was going to throw something out to really devastate people and then lift their spirits really high with something cool coming in.
And I would say probably the most devastating for what I could at least tell was that the Earful Tower, the big tower that you see at Hollywood Studios, is coming down. See, we got to do this live every time.
Makes it a lot easier when it makes people react live.
People can actually tell you how they feel. It's nice. So obviously that was a huge blow to Parks fans who have been, you know, I mean, that's been the icon for me forever.
Growing up in Orlando, that was probably my favorite thing was the Earful Tower.
So a lot of you are probably happy to see the big hat go down, but for some reason this going down, this one's a bit crushing. And then also there was Lights, Motors, Action, which I think is probably mixed. Everyone kind of figured that was coming, but it is going away quite soon. The other things that are happening, they're closing the Honey, I Shrunk the Kids playground, which, of course, again, kind of expected. It's a franchise that's been dead for 20 years. I mean, for quite some time. So I don't think that was really too far off. One of the interesting new things they announced is that Kylo Ren, if you've watched the new Star Wars movie, which I'm sure most of you have because everyone in the world seems to, Kylo Ren will be now appearing in the parks and replacing Darth Vader, and actually have that confirmed. A lot of people have said, oh, Darth Vader's going to be making appearances. He will be making appearances still at the Jedi Training Academy, but actually the Kylo Ren character is going to be the only one you're going to be able to meet other than Chewbacca and whoever the light side character is. But for Kylo Ren is actually replacing, actually tweeted WDW, the other WDW today, the real one, and said, hey, my son, because my son who's here is a huge Darth Vader fan. And I've been telling him, next time we get to go, you get to meet Darth Vader. And they put out Kylo Ren is coming. And he likes Kylo Ren just as well. But I said, you know, I'm going to make sure I'm not going to be like setting him up for disappointment. So I tweeted them and they asked me to send him a private message. And I did. And I got a very formal message about how you can still experience Darth Vader at Jedi Training Academy, but Darth Vader will be phased out of the launch bay.
Which I think is a good call, because as they try to focus on the new film, it's not. I mean, personally, I think it's good.
No, I think it's cool.
They push that, the new film, it's their franchise now. Why not push their character?
Yeah, I think that then we obviously see a massive success. I think Kylo Ren deserves to be in the park. Replacing Darth Vader this early on, when most people haven't been able to experience, I mean, who has been to the launch bay so far? The Star Wars launch bay? One person has been to the Star Wars launch bay in our group. And I've really wanted to go, but I'm going down in a couple weeks. So, again, to switch something up that soon when there hasn't been other than Star Wars Weekend's meet and greet character with Darth Vader, is unfortunate. But that being said, there's a lot more I'm sure that's going to be announced as the coming months, you know, coming days maybe. Who knows? By the time this is recorded, they've changed the name. They've moved it physically. And we have...
Shut it down.
Shut it down.
Shut the park down.
As I say, shut it down.
All right. All right. I think it's that time of the show.
What time is it?
Quote quiz.
Right, it's time for quote quiz, right, Will?
That's right. And I'm going to throw out a little trivia
here. Fun fact.
That's actually me doing the quote quiz voice.
Yeah. Can you give us a little bit of it?
Quote quiz.
There we go. Come on, everybody. That is getting Tom Hanks to do Life is Like a Box of Chocolates right there. You don't get that everywhere. But thank you guys.
Just on a Saturday night in Tennessee.
For those listening, usually the last two episodes, usually on Quote Quiz, we pick one person who calls in who plays for one of us. Well, right now, like I said, Terry Weaver is unfortunately not with us. So what we're going to do is actually have three people, one play for me, one play for you, and one play for Terry.
That's right.
And we got names. We're going to pull out some names.
Will, why don't you? I'll pull them out of the hat.
Will's going to...
This is a Walt hat, by the way.
It's
officially
all
licensed Disney product.
Officially licensed Disney outlet $1 Walt Disney hat. Clearly, it was a big hit. All right, Will is stirring the pot.
First name?
Don't blame me.
We have Richard Amling. Is that right?
Richard,
all right.
Come on up, Richard.
Come on up. You'll be playing the quote quiz.
We'll figure out how we're actually going to do this once y'all are all up here.
Yeah, we decided it'd be a good idea to have people play and names in the hat, but didn't get quite past that. So.
All right.
Glenn Letaire? Letary? Is it?
Glenn. All right, come on up, Glenn. Both of you. All right. Let's pick a lady. There's a lot of ladies here. Men are disqualified from here.
Should I cheat? And
sure.
Courtney Flowers.
Courtney. All right. Now look. If you've been listening to the podcast, you know we can't play this game very well, and we typically always lose. Unfortunately, this game is harder than it sounds, but we're going to give you guys a pretty easy one. So our contestants, we have Will's got them. Will, why don't you say hi first to Richard. Richard.
Hello.
Richard, how far did you come here for?
Maybe.
That wasn't English, by the way. How far did you, you know what I'm saying.
Spring Hill. So
Spring
maybe
Hill.
10
so
minutes.
All the way 10 to 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Big commitment. All right, Glenn.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, Glenn, thank you. And Courtney.
Hey there.
All right, so Will, who do you want playing for you? I'm not going to look. I'm just going to pick it.
Okay, right. Yeah, that works.
Playing for Terry Weaver is Glenn. Glenn's
playing for Terry.
Playing for Will Haynes, Courtney.
Courtney.
And playing for me, Richard.
Yeah,
all right.
Courtney.
So, guys, here we go. It's time for...
Wait.
Quote quiz.
Oh, good. There we go.
So, and the way we'll do it is just like we do on the show. Just shout out your name if you know the quote. And Logan's the judge. I'm just the mic holder.
All right. Let's do it. Ready? All right. Think. I will lower it for you.
Richard.
Who
was it?
I think I heard Richard.
I'm biased because she's playing for me.
Okay.
You heard Richard?
All right. I heard Richard, right. But now...
The Haunted Mansion.
That's it. The Haunted
Richard
Mansion.
Richard wins. Richard wins a Laugh-O-Gram prize
Logan
pack.
So Logan 2.
Courtney, I personally thought
okay, you guys are going to go home with Laugh-O-Gram prize packs. You know, everyone, the three of you, you're all going home with Laugh-O-Gram prize packs. Thank you for playing. So that makes it Will 1, Logan 2, Terry nothing.
Nothing.
Terry nothing.
Speaking of Terry Weaver, let's get him in.
All right. I am here.
Your surrogate lost for you. I won the quote quiz. Terry, are you still in the Great White North?
I'm in the parking lot of a Starbucks here in Seattle, which they're apparently no shortage of.
We have a little bit of a debate, and that is, Will, you want to set it up? You want me to set it up?
Yeah, we have a debate about the Magic Kingdom rides, specifically, are they aerial carousels?
Flying carousel rides. So you may be saying, what's a flying carousel? Well, you got Dumbo. You got the Magic Carpets of Aladdin. Is that what it's called officially?
It is the Magic Carpets of Aladdin.
And you got?
The Astro Orbiter.
So weirdly enough, the three of us do have separate opinions on which one is the best. And we're going to talk a little about it, and we want your opinion too. So Terry, obviously, you may have heard, he does a podcast called Making Elephants Fly. He has a book called Making Elephants Fly. I wonder, Terry, which one do you think is the best?
I don't even know why we're having a discussion about this right now.
I think a lot of people feel that way, and they're probably all here tonight.
Which one of you two is for the Astro Orbiters?
I am. Will is, obviously.
Oh!
Because I have the best opinion. We're not talking about Triceratops spin, any Animal Kingdom fans. Sorry, it's just Magic Kingdom.
That's right. That was my son making his first appearance talking about it. He loves the Triceratops spin, but we're not going to talk about that today because we're... that's right. That's his favorite, clearly. My favorite is the Magic Carpets of Aladdin. It doesn't happen to be the fact that we're doing an Aladdin event tonight. It's also because it's by far the best, and that's because the others go up and down. That one goes up and down and feels like you're going to get thrown off of it.
Yeah, but the Astro Orbiter, you have a great view of the Magic Kingdom. And by the Magic Kingdom, I mean specifically Cinderella's castle.
Well, one of the worst lines in history.
I like an elevator. Who doesn't like a good elevator?
The theming of that elevator is fantastic.
But you're so high up when you're up there. It's actually the most frightening ride, I think, at Disney.
Yeah, it's a timing thing. Do you have to go a certain time? Do you feel like, I got to go when the fireworks are going? Or you feel like, I just, any time, any day?
Any old time.
So of the three rides that are almost identical, and I'd say they're fairly close, correct? You go around in a circle, you go up and down. No. Some people are saying, why no?
The Astro Orbiter goes so much further up.
Up.
Good view, and you get, because you're higher up, you know, gravity kind of pushes you further.
That is true.
That's
you
right.
Do have that, like, yeah. Side frighten. So two of them, so you have, I think, Terry, why is, let's go to you. Terry, why do you think Dumbo should take the crown as the best flying carousel in Walt Disney World's Magic Kingdom?
It's the original. It's the only attraction that's at every Disney resort on the world. It's at Disneyland. It's at Magic Kingdom, Paris. It's Tokyo. It's coming to Shanghai. The queue in the new Fantasyland is fantastic. In fact, all of these other attractions only have one spinning aerial carousel. Dumbo has two. So instantly, it's already twice as much.
We're talking about
the Magic Kingdom.
We're talking about America,
carousels.
Florida.
I'm just giving you the history and the proof. If this is actually a debate, which I don't think it is, then I win because I have the proof.
Terry is not here, so he cannot just. People are shocked that we're having this debate. I can tell in their faces. They're disturbed, and they mainly didn't know what they're getting themselves into.
People don't like Dumbo, Terry.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right? Oh, Will is about
Glenn
to
likes
get,
Dumbo, Terry.
Will's about to get beaten up by an angry mob. A very smiley people who are typically very happy, but right now we'll just diss the Dumbo. And I'm not going to diss Dumbo because Terry said Dumbo. We got a Dumbo fan in the audience. Who also, Terry, the queue for Dumbo has changed drastically. So I'd say that's I'm not going to play in your cards here, but that's probably one of the big pluses.
Like I said, it has the best queue, and in the Magic Kingdom, hello, there are two carousels.
I think Terry has the connection Neil Armstrong had on the moon. Where it's just every other word is cut off. For some reason, there are two of them. And that's why it's better.
There's two elephants.
It's like you're on a witness stand. I saw two elephants. Well, okay. So, Terry, I think we have your point of view across. And Dumbo is, obviously, when you think of Walt Disney World,
attraction.
You think of Dumbo. And like I said, Terry flies it every time. I don't typically.
I rest my case. I'm done with this imaginary debate. I'll see you two back in Nashville.
I will say one negative thing about my Astro Orbiter.
Oh, okay. So you're gonna go after yourself.
Yeah, well, I mean, the other things that I've already mentioned are so good that it doesn't even matter. But the layout of the car, a little awkward.
What do you mean?
Just because, you know, Dumbo, you're side by side.
Yeah.
It's a front-back situation in the Astro Orbiter. So unless you're, like, really good friends, or you better be riding alone.
Yeah, you're gonna be Space Mountain in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, just hugging for mm-hmm. multiple minutes. Now, see, I'm going to defend Aladdin, because Aladdin, you got ample room for the whole fam. You got the spinning camel, which we can all say probably, you know, one of the things. If part of the ride, part of getting the ride is something where you're frightened of getting soaking wet by a animatronic camel, come on, that's a big win in my point of view. There is no line, really, but that's also positive. There's not really ever a line, and it's the same ride.
The Astro Orbiter, perfect for the zombie apocalypse.
Oh, that's a
good
point.
Because you're up high and you can just shut off the elevator.
Like Obi-Wan Kenobi, you have the higher ground.
That's right.
Perfect. I like that.
Okay, that's
a
good point.
I didn't even think of
that. Does anyone want to defend Dumbo or defend the Aladdin's magic carpet?
Glenn wants to defend
Dumbo.
Well,
of course, because Glenn is about to, Johnny Cage style, take you down.
I'm done.
Dumbo is the Magic Kingdom.
Ooh.
It's a definitive statement.
See, I would have said Mr. Toad's Wild Ride was the Magic Kingdom, but they destroyed the Magic Kingdom.
You just won everyone.
You know where Mr. Toad takes you at the end of that ride.
We do.
Well, no, but
here.
You're fine at the end of the ride. You're back in the Magic Kingdom, which some might say is heaven.
So, okay, so that was it. Anyone want to defend my claim that the magic carpets of Aladdin are the best of the aerial flyers? No. You know what? We have someone, and you know what? It's a gentleman who I believe has a lot to say about this. I can just feel it. He's got my style.
There you go.
Aladdin's the best movie.
There you go. Fair enough.
That is a
you compare
valid
the three,
point, sir.
Aladdin, compare Aladdin, Dumbo, and to a non-existent movie of the Astro Orbiters. It's probably coming. We probably know there probably is an Astro Orbiters movie coming out.
We'll see it soon.
Yeah, exactly. I guess Tomorrowland, you could
Star
kind of put
Wars.
It there. Yeah, everything is Star Wars. So I want to take right. We'll just do it by people's vocal opinion. We're going to decide here what's the greatest of the aerial carousels of the Magic Kingdom. All right, so first let's start, obviously, bottom of the barrel, which was my pick. The magic carpets of Aladdin. Who thinks the magic carpets of Aladdin is the best aerial carousel? Cheer for me.
Yeah,
applause.
Cheer. Three people. All right.
That's 10%.
All right, what about Terry's Dumbo? Unfortunately loud. And Astro Orbiters.
Oh,
I think Astro Orbiters.
Surprisingly, I would say, because I'm unbiased here, because I certainly lost, that Astro Orbiters wins as the best aerial carousel in the Magic Kingdom. Well, that's going to do it for our live show here. Thank you guys for joining us. We got more coming up on WDW today. We got listener questions with Lynn coming up and so much more. But we all have to get out to go see Aladdin Jr., a bunch of kids doing Aladdin, 40 adults going to see children that are not related to us doing children's theater. Trust me, when I put in the order for 40 tickets, the woman who runs it was quite excited.
Didn't she ask you if you have a rather large family?
No, the guy who I picked up the tickets yesterday was like, oh, this is nice. He's like, is that because you've like a lot of, you know, your big family? I'm like, no, none of us are related to anyone in this show.
See, what I would have said if I were picking up the tickets is, yes, because WDW today is family.
Something like that. All right, we'll be right back with listener questions with Lynn.
I just wanted to take a quick break to tell you about our new friend and sponsor, Walt Life. Now, you may have been driving through Walt Disney World. You may have been even here in Nashville, Tennessee. I've seen them drive around here and seen these big decals on the back of people's cars that say Walt Life. And you may have wondered, how do I get one of those awesome decals? Well, that's not all they do. But if you do want one of those decals, you just go to waltlife.com. When you're there, you're going to see some really cool stuff. They do giveaways every month on their Facebook page. They also do subscription box services. If you need a little taste of the magic back when you're at home, they have an awesome subscription service. Essentially, you get a box of goodies, of Walt Disney World goodies, every month. It's really great. And also, they do pin trading. There's tons of different ways you can get involved with Walt Life. And again, it's at waltlife.com. Again, I mean, I just still got a sticker. I just got one in the mail. I got my T-shirt, my Walt Life T-shirt. If you want to show your love and your passion for Walt Disney World and all things Walt Disney, it's a great way to do it. Looks cool. It's clean. I really think you're going to like it. Again, one more time, waltlife.com. Make sure you tell them you found out about them right here on WDW Today.
And you know, Logan, it's more than a vacation. It's a way of life.
Go to waltlife.com.
It's time for listener questions with Lynn.
Hope you guys all enjoyed our live segment. Thank you to everyone who came out to our live event. If you are in the Nashville area and you want to join our Nashville meetup group, all you need to do is send a request into our group. You'll see it's posted on our Facebook page and sometimes on our Twitter, or just send us a message and we'll send you a direct link of how to do that. Well, Terry just joined us in the studio. He just got back from his giant trip to the Great White North, but we're going to keep the show going. We got a lot to talk about, a lot of questions. A lot of stuff has come out in the last few days, and people are interested. I believe Terry has our first question for you, Lynn. In Lynn, we trust. Lynn, the expert on everything, because I've been questioned, but whenever anyone sends something to me, I say no. Just I defer to the test of knowledge, so the test of the Lynn Powers. By the way, we talked about it last episode, lynnpowers.com. Maybe someone bought it. Maybe that person was me. And maybe it redirects to our website. All right, so.
Did you really?
You tell me. Maybe I did. You have a computer in front of you. If you go to lynnpowers.com.
Slowly loading, and it does redirect to WDW Today.
I'm still building out the lynnpowers.com website. So, right now I just need to get the people over to the show. So, all right. So Terry's got our first question, and take it from here, Terry.
Yeah, this is from Neil B., who was kind enough to leave his last name off, from Richardson, Texas. And he greets us with, howdy. Welcome aboard and good luck. It is my question for discussion today is, if you would be stuck in one queue at Disney World for 2 hours, which queue would it be and why?
And that's not something, it's not like he said 6 hours. 2 hours is actually fairly reasonable now. Sometimes when you have some of these busier days, Lynn. Lynn, what are you? What's your guess? What's your thoughts?
Do you guys remember when they used to have those virtual games in the Soarin' queue?
Yeah.
That involved you like moving your arms and like flapping your arms like a bird and stuff like that.
Of course.
Was that not like 2 hours of forced calisthenics, like something that you would get like in a World War II prison camp?
Yeah, I would typically not participate, but I know exactly what you're talking about. Did they take those out? Is that what happened?
It doesn't happen all the time. Now it's very rare to see them.
Well, right now it doesn't happen at all. Right now, all shut down. So okay, so is that what you would?
So not Soarin'.
Not Soarin'.
It's tough. I like the games in the interactive queues. So things like Space Mountain. I like some of the games in Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. Even Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh. Anything there that's interactive. I think those things are good. It'd probably be one of those. One of the new interactive queues. I would probably not like Rock and Roller Coaster. You guys remember last year they tested that virtual queue where you sort of stood in
an area. Yeah.
I don't know that's me. Again, that's just, I feel like cattle at that point. So,
okay. So one
of those three.
All right. Well, I think Pooh is a good option. I would go probably with the long version of the Haunted Mansion queue. And that's not just because I'm just a giant Haunted Mansion fan. I do like the little
elements.
Actually,
Logan, it is because you're just a giant Haunted Mansion fan.
Just because I'm a giant Haunted Mansion fan. If all of a sudden I had an accent there. A giant Haunted Mansion fan.
It's because you were actually an extra in Spice World.
Yes. Okay.
I'm going to call back to episode one again. No, Logan was not an extra in Spice World.
I'm impressed.
We said our first big meetup, whenever we do our first event, there's Midnight Movie with Logan. We're all watching Spice World. That's going to happen. But I do love all the little things they've added into the Haunted Mansion queue, and I have not really ever spent a lot of time going through all those little details. And it's kind of fun. It is outside, which is a negative. I guess it depends on the weather. But I'm going to say the mansion because it's dark. There's stuff to look at. And it's generally awesome.
I mean, aside from the obvious new Dumbo queue, which, you know, you got to get a Dumbo, because it is the live episode, that queue is fantastic.
Whatever.
But strangely enough, I think I would go Voyage of the Little Mermaid, because that queue is
strange.
It's a good queue. It's fantastic, yeah. And, you know, the Dinglehoppers and the queue and all the hidden stuff. I love what Imagineering did there.
I kind of feel that way about the Nemo one also. Kind of has that same sort of just kind of cool vibe.
I do love that. Walking down the, going underwater.
Yeah. I originally was going to say Haunted Mansion also, but not for the same reason as Logan, just because he loves the Haunted Mansion, but just because I think it's really well done. But I knew Logan was going to say Haunted Mansion, because why wouldn't Logan say Haunted Mansion? And so I'm going to go with Star Tours, because there is a lot of cool things to look at. There's little Easter eggs throughout the whole thing. You know, you can really... spend a long time there, 2 hours in this case, finding new things to look at and seeing all the little cool themed things that they put in it.
All right. Well, Lynn, I did want to ask you quickly, kind of to sidetrack. This episode, when we did it live, we actually discussed what we thought was the greatest of all aerial carousels in the Magic Kingdom. So it was a fight between Dumbo, the Astro Orbiters, and the Magic Carpets of Aladdin. What is your thoughts on that?
Wow. You know, this is tough because the one of the first rides I ever went on in Disney World was the Astro Orbiters with my old Italian grandmother, who was screaming at the top of her lungs that we were all going to die as we were on it because she was afraid of heights. So that's a sentimental favorite there.
All right, there you go.
It's either gonna be that or Dumbo because flying elephants are cool too. So one of those two.
No one likes Aladdin.
Only me. I'm the only the supporter of the Magic Carpets of Aladdin. It goes this way too. It goes that way too. It's so much more room. It's nice.
It's
Logan
charming.
Is trying
it's,
to do a visual element
goes like
on
this.
on an audio.
I know what you call that.
Program.
It kneels.
It's a bowing carpet.
It's a bowing. Flying carpet.
It tilts.
Yes.
It tilts.
It tilts down.
It tilts and raises.
Yes. But not side to side. Up. But
yeah, tilts up and down.
Gotcha.
Forward and back. Forward and back tiltage.
All right. Let's move on to our next listener question.
Our next question is from Sam Mijay in Wichita Falls, Texas. He says, my wife and I have made use of the room finder and request feature of touringplans.com on several trips. It has always worked well for us, and we have ended up with exactly what we request, or at least very close. My question is, what is Disney's policy if I request a room that is not in my category? On our last trip, we requested the only, quote, standard room in a hallway at Boardwalk Villas. We ended up with a pool view room. Is this normal? Is this a way for me to sneak up a room category? If I have a reservation for a standard room and request a pool view, what does Disney do? Love the show. Hope you guys enjoy being the new hosts.
So it's we've talked to room assigners all the time at Disney's resorts. And here's the interesting thing. Disney's computer system won't let them upgrade you unless all of the rooms that you booked in the category you booked are already occupied. So if you book a standard room and a standard room is available, that's pretty much what you're going to get.
Yeah.
The only time that it would change is if you've booked a standard room and every standard room is already occupied, in which case they can bump you up, they can walk you over to another resort. Pretty much at that point, all of the options are open. Now, I know that there are some exceptions to this, but the exceptions generally require manager approval, and on a day-to-day basis, that's not going to happen. So that's the normal policy. If you're asking for a standard room and it's the only one on a floor, then that might slightly increase your chances.
It's a good luck bro scenario.
Yeah. but the thing is, the room assigners, you know, they would want to make as many people happy as possible. And if you asked for you booked a standard view room and you asked for a theme park view room, they would do it if they could. But Disney's computer system doesn't let them do it.
What if you request a room that doesn't exist?
Then they won't know what to do with it, and you'll just get a random assignment. You'll just get plopped into the regular pool.
You'll end up under the Magic Kingdom.
Under the seat.
You'll be in the Utilidor.
Yeah. Every day, once in a while, we'll hear from a room assigner, and somebody will have asked for a top floor handicap accessible corner room at the Contemporary, and there are none. So in that case, the room assigner can't do anything with it. So make sure that the room you're asking for actually exists.
Yeah, so be nice, and you never know, but more likely than not, it's not really up to them at that point.
Yeah, and I think your chance of extra magic happening for special occasion increases too. If you say it's your honeymoon, or you say it's a special birthday, or it's a special trip, or it's Johnny's first time to Disney,
stuff could happen.
Yes,
but don't plan on it. Don't expect it,
and don't be upset if it doesn't. They're
going
to do their best.
All right. So next listener questions. I'm going to be reading this one. Hey guys, congrats on your first show. This is our third show, but I'm really enjoying the new. Oh, this was said a couple weeks ago. Never mind. I'm really enjoying the new roster and format. My girlfriend and I are staying at the Contemporary Resort in a tower room with a theme park view. We thought it would be nice to watch the Wishes fireworks show from our hotel room. We realize we won't be getting any of the soundtrack unless we provide it ourselves. Do you guys have any advice for watching the fireworks from a room in the Contemporary? Is this even a good idea? And that's from Nick from Aurora, Illinois. Lynn.
Yeah, so there's... So
I think we've all probably done it. So I think there's a... You know, everyone kind of probably has their own opinions, but what do you think?
Yeah, definitely. The thing I would ask for is a higher room at the Contemporary for a couple of reasons. One is that it's a better view of the fireworks, but number two, when you're on the lower floors of the Contemporary, the thing you see in the foreground is parking lot. And when you're higher up, you don't see it as much. So that's a benefit to staying higher. So there you're looking at theme park view rooms are floors 6 through 11. That's floors 42, 38 through... 4248, and then all the way up to 4738 to 4748. Remember, the Contemporary is one of those weird hotels in which the first two digits don't correspond directly to the floor number. You've got to add the first two digits together to get the floor number.
Fun fact. I've done it before. I have to say, it can be enjoyable. It totally depends on your view and your... It's kind of like the last thing, what your expectations are. If you plan on the fact you're going to see a probably obscured view... And you can provide your own soundtrack, definitely get food, get some drinks, enjoy it for what it is. It's not going to be the same experience, but it's fun. I like it. I've done it multiple times, either from the Contemporary, but mainly I've done it from the Bay Lake Tower. And from Bay Lake, it's awesome, and I've always really enjoyed it.
Well, when they said tower, I thought, oh, they're in Bay Lake Tower, so if they're a DVC member, they could just go up to Top of the World Lounge and watch, which we don't know if they are or not, so... I just did that a few weeks ago and would highly recommend that.
Braggerson.
I think my favorite resort fireworks watching experience or place to do that is at the Grand Floridian. Like going out by the dock, you have a good view of Cinderella's Castle, and it's just a really pretty, aesthetically pleasing resort to watch it, even if you're not necessarily staying there.
And they lightly pump in the music.
Exactly, It's calm music pumping. It's not like in-your-face loud. You can just go enjoy it and, you know, on a nice muggy Florida evening, sit outside and watch some nice fireworks without being crammed together with a bunch of people.
Yeah, and usually that's right outside of like a 24-hour, you know, place where you can get drinks or food or, you know, whatever you want, adult beverages. And it's it can be that's a good tip. All right. I think you have our answer. Anything else, guys? Anything else you have to say about that? No, nothing?
I mean, I think with watching fireworks at your hotel is one of those things you have to decide based on the type of trip you're taking, like how much time you have. If you have just four nights and you want to get a nighttime experience, you know, because you're going to start Animal Kingdom nighttime experience coming up later this year. So you just have to decide.
Yeah, if you're paying for the Contemporary because of that, do it. Try it out.
Yeah.
All right. So next question. Pretty simple one. Do you want me to take it or will you take
it? Let's let you take it, Logan.
You want me to take this one? All right. This is from Ray Smotherman. Nashville native, he said, are there any good resources for planning a trip as a couple and not a family of four, as Disney seems to see people? Lynn, obviously touring plans, but what are your thoughts on that?
It's true. Disney sort of plans the theme park visits around kids, and I think everybody on the show knows that Disney World is only a little bit for kids, right?
Of course. Yeah.
It's more for adults.
It's just happenstance. The kids show up.
You know, the thing I would want to look for in terms of planning is look for places that cover fine dining more than average, because those are the places that would tend to have more information for adults. So things like, you know, you want to look for a place that has good restaurant reviews of things like Gico and Citrico's and Victoria and Albert's and places like that. I think that's a good indication of whether the planning information that you have will also be good for adults. But other than that, I mean, it's tough to say that you know, rides like Dumbo aren't for adults, because I think there are simple rides that we all like, even as adults.
Sure.
It's whether you're man enough to ride Dumbo alone, which is another callback.
I don't know anyone that does that.
I don't know anyone that rides Dumbo alone.
Only
a solo
people
trip.
To go crazy on the up down stick.
Yeah,
yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But,
right,
yeah, Terry. But you want to look at places that that evaluate the hotels and the restaurants, both for adults and for kids.
Does touring plans? Touring plans? You have offers or kind of some touring plans and tips for. Adults traveling as a couple, though, right? I mean,
we have touring plans specifically for adults without kids.
And I would say a couple of thoughts on that because my wife and I do that all the time. Mm-hmm. I would encourage you to avoid the value resorts because there's a high likelihood there's going to be a youth group there, or a cheerleading group, or a football group, and so that'll probably make your resort experience a little nicer. But
especially if you're trying to avoid. That type of experience. Now, if you don't mind a cheerleading group or a football team being around you.
All right, Will. Okay.
I said that oddly, but you know what I mean. Like, if a noise factor isn't going to bother you because you're not going to be in the room very often, you're going to be out doing things because a couple that's very active that wants to go do as much stuff, it may not bother you as much.
Yeah. And I think, like, Coronado Springs on the Moderate might be a good choice because they tend to have a lot of conventions and groups there. And so that might be a good place to avoid. Some, there's some drawbacks there too, but that's a good place to avoid. There's a lot of experiences. My wife and I go, and we never have children with us, love it.
Well, wait till you travel with my bunch with the three kids under three or three kids three and under. It's going to be an excellent adventure for you next time.
That'll be a live show, I think. We'll do that.
We get locked in a vacation home, and you get to see what that's like.
Lynn, what would you say is the best resort for a couple? Traveling alone,
I like Bay Lake Tower.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I like that one bedroom. I like Old Key West, and I like the villas at the Grand Floridian. One bedroom there is really nice. I think those are all.
You like all DVCs? Those are all.
I like a one bedroom even for adults because it gives you a little bit more room.
Yeah, feels a little bit more special.
Exactly.
Yeah, I've been stuck in a Bay Lake Tower studio. I have to say,
woo!
Not a fan. No.
We've also been in a Bay Lake Tower.
One bedroom or two bedroom.
Courtesy of Mike Newell.
Newell his points were running out, and he was like, and we were going down for a Halloween event that's not at Walt Disney World. And he said, hey, stay on my points. And it made me almost want to become a DVC member.
One of the best resort experiences I've ever had, actually.
But I still don't understand the entire DVC thing. So that's just my fault. It still doesn't make any sense to me. I don't understand the points. I've tried renting points, buying points. I offend people when I talk about it. So I'm just going to leave that at that. That'll do it for WDW today, this week. And we can't leave without thanking a few people. First, our lovely house band, the greatest band in podcasting, Off Kilter. Make sure to go to their website, offkilter.net. They just announced their CD release party. We announced it here on the show, but there's more details available now at offkilter.net. You can also find them on Facebook, all their social media. There's a awesome group. There's a Save Off Kilter group. I love all those people. They really were instrumental in helping those guys not only get their Kickstarter award, but they've been really great to us. So again, offkilter.net or search for them on social media.
I heard that at their CD release party, they're actually reconstructing the entire World Showcase Canada pavilion at their CD
release party. It's just a rumor.
It's just a rumor.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
It's a rumor.
But that's what I heard.
It's a rumor.
Pretzel? Does that mean there's going to be pretzel bread?
To the T. Every single thing. There's going to be La Cellier. I already have reservations, so if you guys want that, you got to get on early. It's going to be incredible.
Sounds fantastic.
Again, rumors, but offkilter.net, buy their CDs, get in touch with them, great people. This show has been obviously brought to you by our good friends at Off to Neverland Travel. Remember, go to neverland.com. Go to neverland.com. Use that domain because that tells them you found out about it right here on WDW Today. They just announced the new summer meal plan. We talked about it with Lynn. We talked about the top of the show. It's a great thing if you have a family of four, according to Lynn, or great in general. They'll hook you up with the best deals possible. Go contact them. Again, it's gotoneverland.com or go there to read their story.
What I love about Off to Neverland is they help you take all of the stress and worry out of planning a trip to Walt Disney World.
That's right.
And even to Universal, if you'd like to go to Universal while you're in town.
Yeah, whatever you want to do, they can handle it. And as Will likes to say,
all you got to do is pack.
I like that it's getting changed. It was very proper before. It was all you.
All you have to do is pack. All you got to do is pack.
That was for our friends over at Diz After Dark. It's, that was a proper accent. All right. I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
I'm Terry Weaver.
I'm Lynn Testa.
Hey, that was pretty good. We'll talk to you on the next show.